One of the features of being human, because we don't know about other animals, we might project onto other animals or plants or whatever, but humans, we are humans, at least in this incarnation. And we have this thing called a mind. And it is called a mind in pretty much every language. What that term is pointing toward or, trying to reference has a quite a variety, and that's been mentioned before. As we just sit here right now, what are we experiencing? And if we are aware, just commonly aware, the answer will not be one, a single answer. And probably most of the answers, plural, that we're coming up with are about qualities, sensations, noticing another something, another, again, another sense, another quality, another energetic. And heretofore, we have referenced that with the term mandala. There's a lot of things going on at the same time. By now, most of the group field, and we can feel it with one another and in the field, is also starting to experience that there is something in the background. There is what's for front, the arisings, the noticings, and there's a pervasive. Awareness, unchanging, that is to say, it doesn't go away. And we can also feel that, or notice, we can notice whatever, perceive, that background awareness is. As a quality of wholeness, as a quality of, if you will, embrace, wholeness. Contiguous, unbroken, those kinds of experienced qualities. If you will, a heart quality. And that's why the idea of wisdom, compassion, awareness, compassion, being inseparable. Well, if, as we sit here, yeah, and please notice that the noticing is probably not so individuated anymore. That in fact, there's a union of what we perceive. If you have your eyes open, for example, the room, the colors, the shapes. And it's non-dual, non-two, non-separate from this pervasive unified awareness that, and we can probably feel it's not really attracted, it's not interested, and therefore not distracted to the individual things and sensations, etc. Now notice, because that was, you know, almost 2 minutes of quiet, that because we're habituated to the bling, to the arisings, to the sensations, that our common mind started to want that, to want to wander, want something else. And also, if there's a non-conducive or, you know, troublesome something, like maybe you're in pain, maybe who knows what, right? There's a loud noise outside, construction happening, dog barking. So conducive circumstances or less conducive. These are all gonna, of course, because we are still sorting things out, so to speak, they're going to affect this non-two inseparable factor of common awareness and inner essence of being. So just be with that for a moment. Just be with your own experience. What just happened over the last 9 minutes? It's flow, it's changes. What was foreground? What was background? Just reflect on it for a moment. Including, for instance, if there was pain or discomfort, maybe this was your only time to be relieved. So all kinds of things to reflect on. And then slowly release that. And be here now. And so we feel ourselves sitting. We are here now. We bring our mind to this now, our emotions, our sensations. Which, of course, is what we did before. We just did it a different way. And be an evenness of mind. Be that an evenness of mind, which we experienced before. It was the background of pervasive awareness. But now we're going to bring that into union with our mind, an evenness of mind, and be it. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings and our Mother Earth. As we all go through the day, notice. Notice that we have a choice to chase, to avoid, to dance, to sing, to have gratitude, pray for others, pray it forward. We have choice. And that when our choice is born of the even mind, there's just a lot less ups and downs. There are more of that pervasive quality of evenness, of awareness, compassion. So just notice. Love you all. Great day.